There's one sound you absolutely dread waking up to.
Hello, I'm a disc jockey.
If this show doesn't get going soon, we're going to have to scrap the whole thing.
Guess what today is?
Hump day.
Yeah!
Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
This place is no picnic.
This is my show.
This is humiliating.
This is local.
I like a little bit of crazy.
You're going to make me crazy too.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR.
Good morning. It's hump day. And it's foggy.
Yeah.
Yep. Depends on where you are, but watch it, okay?
Oh, my God. South Shore or not Shore? That's just the South.
The South.
It's
watch out for the fog.
Ugly.
Okay, here we go. It's Wednesday morning. Things we have coming up on the program today. Of course, we got, as you know, we got your men from Maine, 620 and 720. We got Brian's Bell Buster coming up for you again this morning. We'll have one 640, 650 for you this morning. What are we doing today in the Bell Buster?
We're going to mess with Frank. He's got a big pothole out in front of his house.
Oh.
So his wife let us know, and we're going to mess with him for his birthday today.
Okay. Five grand artists of the day today is Boston. You'll have five chances to win $1,000 in cash. We'll give you the first keyword coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Other amazing things, the Red Sox demolished the Yankees last night.
If only it was the World Series.
I know.
Won nine straight.
Hey, 9-1 on the season.
Awesome.
90% of the games.
I know. Everyone's very happy about it, but
I don't think they'll ever lose.
Don't
ever,
get
ever
cocky
again.
About it.
I hope it doesn't get any warmer because they're great in the cold.
That's right. Okay. Hank will have everything on that coming up for you at 6:45 this morning. George Clooney and courtship. There's an amazing story about George Clooney and courtship.
Yes,
and
the corny way he
the,
got
the
them
corny,
all.
The corny stuff. And have you ever done anything corny like this in your life? And I'm sure everyone has done something like this. We'll share that with you this morning.
Have
here.
You?
Okay. Yeah. I saw something I didn't think I would ever see yesterday, and it involved Mark Zuckerberg. We'll share that with you this morning. Why did the sales of Necco wafers jump 63%? And Seth Meyers and the birth of the baby.
Oh, that's something else. And also, dirty laundry, we got to discuss the royal wedding and who's not invited.
That's coming up at 7:45 this morning, all right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
You can feel the tension in the air because we're about to meet our player this morning for Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, and it's Carol Anderson from Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Good morning, and how are you doing this morning, Carol?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
How are you?
Well, thank you. Well, all the better for your asking, Carol. Now, Carol is a patient coordinator, which is really good because we hate impatient coordinators. So the deal is, you're going
don't
to be,
encourage him.
You're going to be asked, you're going to be asked 10 questions within 1 minute. Your job is to give us 10 correct answers within that time. If you come to a question you don't feel comfortable with, you can say pass. We get all the way through. We can come back if we have time at the end, and you can pick them up. You get all 10 right, you got $1,000. Are you ready to answer the questions?
Yep. Ready about
it?
I'm going
to
be.
Okay. LB, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Name one of Massachusetts U.S. senators.
Kennedy.
What is the name of Fleetwood Mac's first album?
Rumors.
Who was the first person to co-host The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon?
Pass.
Who is the author of the 50 Shades of Grey series?
Pass.
What sport is Andrew Benintendi known for playing?
Pass.
What is 6 times 5 times 1?
30.
What is the capital of California?
Sacramento.
What, how many quarters make up $10?
Oh. 40.
Name the host of the TV show Survivor.
Time is up. If I'm not mistaken here, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Okay, that's all right. It was a strong showing, sort of. But anyway, the name of the host of the TV show Survivor, Jeff Probst. You got the, let's see. What sport is Andrew Benintendi known for playing? baseball. E.L. James is the author of 50 Shades of Grey.
Way to pretend you didn't know that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Nice save.
Good move.
Cardi B was the first person to co-host The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. That was last night. And one of Massachusetts U.S. senators is Ed Markey or Elizabeth Warren. You said Kennedy.
Okay.
But is no longer.
We do have a consolation prize for you. A $100 Stop and Shop gift card. You can pick up a copy of Savory Magazine. It's available right now free at your local Stop and Shop. This month featuring delicious gluten-free desserts. Yum, yum, yum. Plus, anybody else, if you would like to go ahead and play, you think you can qualify and want to be a contestant, log on to WROR.com.
What did she have for
breakfast? I know. I don't giggle soup.
Hey, Carolyn, thank you so much for being a player. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks for calling me.
Okay. Take care of yourself now. Men for Maine episode at 620.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed adventure begins, Ephus has just left the Bangor Feed and Hardware store, where he's purchased an anvil, a bucket, two chickens, a goose, and a pepperoni pizza. When he runs into Machias Margaret, Maine's least attractive spinstress, when we hear...
Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to 1515 Mockingbird Lane?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to visit my brother Jacob at 1616 Mockingbird Lane. Let's take a shortcut and go down this alley. It'll take us half the time to get there.
Well, now, how do I know that when we get into that alley, you won't hold me up against the wall and have your way with me?
Well, now, you listen here. I'm carrying a bucket, an anvil, two chickens, a goose, and a pepperoni pizza. How in God's name could I possibly hold you up against a wall and do that?
Well, set that goose down and put the bucket over the goose, put the anvil on top of the bucket, and put the pizza on top of the anvil. I'll hold the chickens, and I think it might work.
Wow.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Waddy Morning Show.
Okay, coming up next, have you heard the incredible story about the birth of the baby told by Seth Meyers?
It's his baby. We got the story. It's amazing.
Okay, hang on. That is coming up next right here on the Lorna Waddy Morning Show. Well, good morning and welcome to the Lorna Waddy Morning Show. And an amazing thing happened, the birth of a baby. It's a great story.
This is a wild story. Seth Meyers' wife had a baby, which, you know, pretty natural thing goes on, except... she had a baby super quick, and he told the story last night on his show, and here it is. It's amazing.
Totally normal Sunday. Go to brunch. We go to the park. My wife starts feeling something. Everything sounds fine, but we're thinking today's the day. We're going to work our way to the hospital. But again, nothing. 20 minutes apart. Everything's fine. I'm feeding our son Ash lunch. My wife is upstairs with my mother-in-law, Joanne. And about 20 minutes into lunch, Joanne comes downstairs and just looks at me and says, "We have to go to the hospital now," which was not the calm I was looking for. But I figured we had plenty of time to get to the hospital. So we get into the lobby of our building. I have called an Uber. The Uber is outside. And we basically get to the steps of our building. We're in the lobby and we're walking down the steps. And my wife just says, "I can't get in the car. I'm going to have the baby right now. The baby is coming." And I'm trying to calm her down. I'm like, "Look, this is it again. I know because I've been through exactly one birth." My wife is saying, "The baby is coming. The baby is out." And I looked at my wife, and the only way I can describe how my wife looked was she looked like someone who was hiding a baby in a pair of sweatpants.
Oh, my God.
We bail. We're not going to leave. So we walked back in, and we had to decide, do we go into the lobby or back on the elevator? Those are terrible options when what you're looking for is a hospital. Because neither of them are very close to a hospital. So my wife basically decided for us, and she went and she lied down in our lobby, and we just sort of like created like a semicircle around her, and you know, we undressed her, and the baby was just out. The head of the baby was out. I called 911. This is how fast it happened. I called 911, and over the course of a minute conversation, I basically said, "We're about to have a baby. We're having a baby. We had a baby."
And there you have it.
Unbelievable.
Baby's name is Axel. Mother and baby doing fine. But what a story. And you know what? I've been in a lobby in a New York City apartment. Yeah.
That Uber driver's pretty happy they didn't get in the back of there, huh?
That's so typical New York, though.
I'm
in the lobby, I call Uber, and that's pretty amazing.
Ooh, crazy.
Everything happens quickly in New York.
It does. In a New York minute there is right.
Unbelievable.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so it's 6:45, and Hank is here to deliver the good news.
Yes, the Red Sox, on an ice-cold night at Fenway, were absolutely smoking hot. They turned the tables on the Bronx Bombers, absolutely crushed them. 14-1 last night at Chili Fenway, leading 5-1. The Red Sox exploded for 9 runs in the 6th inning, and Mookie Betts had the big blast.
Mookie looking to do a little more damage. Here comes the 2-1. Has a shot, high and deep to left, carrying back, it's gone! A grand slam! The Red Sox are routing the New York Yankees tonight, 14-1.
14-1.
Yeah, what a night for Mookie. 4-for-4, a double grand slam, 4 RBIs. He scored 5 times. Red Sox did not hit a grand slam all last season.
Isn't that amazing?
They've hit 2 in the first 10 games.
They were saving it up.
Yes, indeed. And I'm glad they saved it for the Yankees. Chris Sale, he got the win, 6 innings, 1 run ball. He struck out 8. David Price faces the Yankees' Masahiro Tanaka tonight. Red Sox have won 9 straight since opening day, their best opening stretch ever in their 118-year history. Celts lost to the Wizards 113-101 in D.C. last night. Jaylen Brown had 27 points, including 21 in the first quarter. They wrap up the regular season tonight, hosting the Brooklyn Nets. Bruins open the first round of the playoffs tomorrow night. The Toronto Maple Leafs in town. Viral trend is sweeping Canada and the U.S. People leaving hockey sticks outside their front door in tribute to the 15 people killed in the Humboldt Broncos junior hockey team's bus crash. Wow. The national champion Alabama Crimson Tide visited the White House yesterday. And Sister Jean of Loyola Chicago fame threw out the first pitch at the Cubs home opener yesterday.
Get out of town.
Apparently, though, God is a Pirates fan. They went on to win 5-3. Sports is brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
Okay, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find out who's really responsible for the potholes that you're running into right now.
Yeah, we heard from Frank's wife, Linda. It's Frank's birthday, and the pothole out front has been driving him crazy. So I called him to tell him, well, sorry, Frank, that's your pothole.
We got claims here from some motorists that have had their vehicles damaged hitting that pothole. So I'm probably going to need your insurance information to pass along to these people.
My insurance? The cheese is completely slid off your cracker. I'm not giving you any of my insurance info.
Oh, my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR. Hello? The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Well, Frank has a big pothole out in front of his house. Mm-hmm. His wife, Linda, told me that maybe we could call him as the town to get him for a Brian Bellbuster for his birthday. So we called him about his pothole.
Hello?
Yeah, trying to reach Frank.
This is Frank.
Hi, Frank. Daryl Dixon from the DPW.
Hey, Daryl. How's it going?
Good.
What are you calling about?
Just returning your calls. Been calling about a pothole?
Yeah, I've been calling for a while now.
We did send a survey crew out to check out your pothole. It's a big one. That's a big
very.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what my survey crew found, actually, is that the hole begins on your property. So it's not a city issue.
So I have to incur.
You're going to have to get that fixed. But I'm glad you got in touch with us, though, because you said that there were some cars that were damaged. We got claims here from some motorists that have had their vehicles damaged on that pothole, hitting that pothole. So I'm probably going to need your insurance information to pass along to these people.
My insurance?
Yeah, the good news is these claims generally, they actually max out at around $4,000 a claim. So we've got 17 on record right now. So you got like a homeowner's liability claim of about $68,000 you got to put into your insurance company to cover these people.
The cheese is completely slid off your cracker. I'm not giving you any of my insurance info. This is madness. Is what this is.
Well, it's the homeowner's responsibility.
Yeah. No. 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 No.
Yeah.
Can I speak to a supervisor?
I am the supervisor. That's why I gave you a call. Because I've got the public ways and works rules right here, the laws. Chapter 84, Section 15. Here's if a person sustains bodily injury or damage in his property by reason of a defect or repair, blah, blah, blah. It goes on to say that this is pretty much your problem.
Yeah, no. You might want to look further down your little list there and find a thing.
You can look them right up. It's right under the repair of ways and bridges section. You don't have a bridge on your property, do you?
It's not a bridge. I don't have a bridge. I got a pothole. Do I need an attorney?
You might. That's probably not a bad idea. You should probably, if you want to have your attorney call us and get us the insurance information, that'd be fine, too.
I don't think you
want all 17 people to just, you know, come over to your house, like, with pitchforks and you know.
They won't be able to get to me because I'll fall through the pothole before they get to my door.
It is a pretty big pothole.
So you guys are not going to fix the pothole.
No, that's the other thing. You should probably fix that. Yeah, you might want to fix that. And I bet your homeowners would help you out once you file that claim for that $68,000 for fixing all those cars that hit that pothole, you know?
There's no way I'm coming out of the pocket $68,000.
No. For a state. Your homeowners will cover it. It won't come out of your pocket. I mean, until you renew and your premiums go way up.
No.
Has your wife Linda hit that pothole with her car?
How do you know my wife Linda? And she has hit that pothole several times.
Well, she actually called me about it. Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a Brian Bell buster, Frank.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Yeah, I know who you are.
Linda gave us a call, wanted to give you a memorable birthday gift.
Yeah, happy birthday to me, huh?
She actually has a company coming out to fill the pothole. It's okay.
Oh, I swear to God, man, you had me livid.
It should be fixed very soon.
Well played. Well played.
Thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, Frank.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. It is Wednesday morning, and we're taking you directly into the educational segment of the Lorne and Wally morning program today to help you so you'll sound more intelligent when you're on the job or with friends. Okay, so you're saying it wrong.
Yes, there are many phrases that you say wrong, and you need to stop it because everyone is snickering behind your back.
They're judgy.
They're very judgy.
Yes, very judgy.
All right, couple of them, just so you know. For all intensive purposes, that's wrong.
Wrong.
It's for all intents and purposes. Intents is intentions. I could care less. That's not true. You couldn't care less.
Right.
Tongue in cheek. It's tongue in cheek because that's like, you know.
Yeah, it's like, wow, you got your tongue in your cheek. Right.
Jive with versus jibe. Which one is right?
Jibe.
Yeah. Good job.
Yep.
Good job. Don't say it's a moot point. It's a moot point.
It's a moot point, yes.
It's a moot point, like what a cow says.
Exactly. Should've is not, it should have.
Should have, yes, okay.
Things are tough out there. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah.
Make sure you say dog-eat-dog. So people use phrases wrong, and then, so what I always say is if, I do this quite a bit when I'm like writing a text, and if I can't spell the word, I just use like the simplest version of the word. Who cares? I'd rather use the simple version than the complicated misspelled version. And that is how I try to live my life. Now, the thing that just... The thing that really bugs me, there are two words in this the English language.
Pet peeve coming up right here.
Yeah. Two words in the English language that people should stop using because always, they always use it wrong. Nonplussed and ironic. Stay away from them. They're dead to you because you're going to use them wrong.
Yep.
Nonplussed means confused. It sounds like it means not confused. Don't say it. It's confusing. I'm nonplussed. And I don't even know what it means.
The whole thing.
And okay. Ironic's just too crazy. Okay. You know who messed it up is Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. What drives you nuts?
Honest to God. What, have you been lying to me all these years? Honest to God, that drives me ballistic.
Really?
And I don't, honest to God. Like, it means...
Honest to God?
Honest to God. Like, have you been lying? You've not been telling me the full truth all this time? The other thing is, when you go to BJ's Wholesale Club, and then you go to Costco. You don't go to Costco's. People who add S's to things like...
Oh, he's really touchy.
Yeah, you're like very the mind.
Really touchy.
Honestly, God.
Okay, what's yours, Brian?
You know what one drives me crazy, and I hear it a lot, is when people say I did that on accident.
Instead of by accident?
It's by accident.
By accident.
And it kind of developed
because people, you know, you do something on purpose.
Yep.
On accident.
Yes.
No. You sound like a dummy when you say
just say
that.
Accidentally and you're much better off there.
See, I don't like it when people say, I called out sick, because I think that it should be, I called in sick. But that doesn't make any sense either.
Well, see, you say, I stayed out sick.
I stayed out sick.
I called in sick.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's what happened there, yeah.
Why don't you just go to work?
Yeah.
How about that? No days off.
Okay, you got one of these, something to drive you. Here's what I hate, is people, old-timers disease instead of Alzheimer's disease.
I get it, though. Many times. It makes sense.
Yeah, I know. I do, too. Okay, so anyway, you give us a call, 617-931-1057, right here, WRR. In the meantime, we have your 720 Men from Maine episode coming up. And in this particular Men from Maine episode, Ephus believes that he has found a way to get around those extra baggage fees from the airlines. Yep, we'll explain that next right here, WRR. Men from Maine at 720.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, is everybody ready for your 720 Men from Maine? And let's see if we think Ephus has a good idea here. Roll it, please.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are at $3 Dewey's, having a couple of tall frosties when we hear...
Ephus, you and Effie all set to fly up to Machias for your vacation?
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go.
Well, I just read the airlines have raised the price on checked luggage.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Why not?
Well, we just went out and bought a couple of new bags.
Well, how in God's name is that going to help?
Because Effie's is polka-dotted and mine's striped.
Oh, join us again. For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hiya!
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, listen, this is something that's absolutely phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen, because you're going to get workout advice from LBF.
Oh, look how hard he's laughing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You're going to get workout advice from LBF. Okay.
Yes, I'm here to help.
I can hardly wait to hear this.
Okay. I do a lot of research on this because I try to find ways that can help me get motivated to go to the gym because it is truly the last thing I want to do.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, what is it? Like, should you put pictures of bikinis up on your refrigerator? That doesn't work.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Oh, it looks good, though.
Should you, no, I don't know, put a lock on the refrigerator like in Fatso? No. Here's the one thing that can help you work
all the things
harder at the gym. The one thing that makes your workout, like, better. And, like, 80% of people said this is true. Wearing cool gym clothes makes them work out harder. So if
really?
You spent $90 on Lululemon stretchies or whatever, workout yoga pants or whatever you call them, and, like, you know, really cool sneakers and an adorable little, like, tank top and you know, like a good
That's exactly what I
scrunchie.
Work out in.
Exactly.
You know me so well.
Yes, I saw you yesterday heading to the gym.
It says that that really helps you work out harder.
If you
feel motivated, like you've made an investment into the clothing. And so you feel like this is the clothing that I'm going to wear.
No, look, hey, if you want to make an investment in the clothing, what you do is you buy smaller clothing. And you could barely get into it, so then you have to work out harder.
I've tried that.
It doesn't work.
I have an entire closet of that. So, no, it doesn't work. 88% of people said just by the act of putting on gym clothes. That's a huge motivator. And I would like to testify that, nope, that is not true. When I put on gym clothes, all I want to do is snuggle up on the couch and binge watch Netflix.
Sometimes you do.
All the time I do. Time.
This is very close to my theory of, like, my golf stuff.
Okay.
Like, I bought really nice golf shoes, nice golf pants. Like, I look good. Because the number of times somebody's going to see me actually hit the golf ball into the woods, very few. But walking around with the golf stuff on,
good.
I look like
good.
A golfer.
Remember that time?
But I'm horrible.
Yeah, remember that time I ran a mile?
Yes,
remember?
I do remember
that. Like 2 years ago,
mile.
I'd never run a mile before.
Right. That
remember that one time I did it once? Oh, it's not easy, by the way.
Did you dress up for it?
I did. I bought a cute outfit. I bought this little Nike little top, and then I bought these, like, kind of blue pants that, and I look, and I had, like, I had the, it was kind of chilly out, so I had running gloves that,
oh,
like,
really?
And I had the whole
dressed
outfit.
The part.
Okay,
I looked
really? Okay,
so good.
Good,
and I felt really
you
good.
You got that on eBay now, it says only been used once?
Yeah, it's funny.
That's what I
no, I actually sleep in it, and I watch TV in it now. now, but I'm telling you that when I was dressed up and everybody was like, wow, I felt good.
See,
I felt good.
I'm totally the opposite. Now, my deal is, and here's the golf is an example. I have these really nasty old golf clubs. Because I figure when they see how bad I am, they say, well, I can blame it on the equipment. That way, they don't feel so bad. Now, Hank, you work out a lot.
Well, I haven't been in a decade. But, I feel the opposite of LBF because the times that I've spent money on clothes, like say I get $50 or $75 sneakers on, you know, the shorts were $25, the shirt was $35. At the end of the workout, I go, wow, I just spent $225 and I'm still enormously fat.
You know,
I'm going to have to work out a long time to get my value.
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah, you've got a nice shirt.
And it's very comfy to put on when you watch TV.
Thank you.
There's that.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got the LBF has Dirty Laundry coming up 7:45 this morning and some really amazing stuff.
Royal wedding snubs.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay, who's going to go and who's not going to go? And
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
As you can tell by the sounds of the tune, Dirty Laundry, it's time for LBF's Dirty Laundry Report. Pretty clever the way we did that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a brilliant thing.
Okay, so what are we going to start with today here? It's 7:45.
Okay, it's brought to you by Citizens Bank. George Clooney's game is pretty corny. Khloe Kardashian's cheating baby daddy. But first, let's discuss the royal wedding snub. Very excited. Nothing like a little drama before a wedding.
Yes.
Yelling at each other, tears, just like mine.
Now they come down the aisle now,
All right.
We hear...
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
Yes.
It's exactly May 19th. That's what it's going to bring you together today. But not a lot of people are going to... Well, a lot of people are going to be there, but not a lot of important people. Not since Maleficent was blocked from Princess Aurora's christening in Sleeping Beauty has there been such a major snub.
Really? Who's been snubbed?
Trump, Obama's, Prime Minister Theresa May, everybody who's a politician. It's a politician-free event.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's what you can do when you're not directly in line for
he's
the throne.
He's fifth in line.
Hey, but, you know, he's never going to get the gig.
I know. Well,
okay, so
I mean,
he doesn't care.
Let's hope not. Tragedies happen every day, especially the
Well, hey, they
family.
Could all advocate. You never know, okay?
Okay, but you know what? Like, when you're fifth in line, you can do whatever you want. And Prince Harry officially has the best life ever. And now Meghan Markle is going to, too. It's on May 19th, and I'm going to watch. But I feel like I'm going to be super jealous of this one. Like, I had a chance.
Really?
But the fact that she's
really?
From America, and
really?
She's... I mean, this is going to be the greatest day in history. All right. George Clooney's
Don't
game.
Oversell.
Okay, wait. of all of the royals, you know, who's the coolest? Is Harry the coolest?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm with
his
you. Okay.
Cool factor's going to go downhill because he's getting married.
I
no
know
offense.
He's getting married, yeah.
Speaking of getting married, George Clooney's game... is super corny. In order to woo Amal Clooney, an international human rights lawyer, God, she's fabulous, smart, so tall and thin, and really looks great in every outfit. He would send her emails from his dog, who claimed to be in various places in need of legal assistance.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Absolutely
no,
brilliant.
No, it's not.
Answer.
It's yeah. not.
Oh,
it's
oh, yes,
weird.
It
it's weird
funny.
To me. You think
oh, no.
it's funny?
I do.
No, it's brilliant.
No, it's a deal breaker for me. I think that would be weird.
Really? So if George Clooney did that to you, you'd be like, all right,
okay, George,
get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hold out for Prince Harry.
Yeah, okay.
I would think he'd just go, hi, I'm George Clooney.
That usually, could do the
that
job.
Would generally
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
He also knew he wanted to marry Amal when a bunch of giraffes walked up to her during an African safari.
Really?
Jeez, the rich people are really different. When did you know? Did you have a moment when you knew you wanted to marry your significant other?
Yeah, like, a bunch of coyotes came running up.
No, was there a moment like you saw? You just realized, like, this is the moment. Hank?
Yep. You know what it was? I took her camping to Herman Island up in Maine, and she loved it just as much as I did.
No kidding. Wow.
That's
yep.
nice.
And that was the deal maker for you.
Yes.
Huh?
What about you, Brian Bell?
A specific moment?
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right.
You're talking to Captain Romantic over here.
Lauren
okay?
Owens, did you know?
No.
You didn't. There was no specific moment. It was just moments over time.
Just moments over time.
A bunch of very important moments. Okay, finally.
Not one shining moment.
Not one shining moment, no.
Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, who's a Cleveland Cavalier, he was spotted making out with a woman at a New York club and then took her back to his hotel room. Khloe is home and pregnant. This is not a surprise because back in 2016, he left his then-pregnant girlfriend for Khloe Kardashian.
Hey, it's not his fault.
And what?
That's not his fault. He's in the NBA.
Oh, no, that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. You know what? I feel bad for Chloe. I do. I feel bad.
She's the most likable.
She's the most likable, and I think all she wanted was a baby, and now she's having this baby, and I just, sperm donors, people.
I'll have to do a lot to be the most likable Kardashian.
Moving forward, sperm donors.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now introduce our player this morning. Her name is Elizabeth Cherry. She's from Boston, Massachusetts. Good morning, Elizabeth, and how are you doing? And welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Oh, thank you. Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you feeling confident this morning?
I hope so.
No, just say yes.
No.
Make a statement. Say
attitude.
Stand like Wonder Woman, you know, and then feel confident. That's what they say you should do.
I'm confident.
Now, here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions during a time period of 1 minute exactly. If you don't know one, say pass, move on. We get through them as fast as we possibly can. Hopefully you'll get all of them to answer correct. If you don't get to all of them, we go back to the ones if we have time remaining, and you can try to finish up. If you get all 10 correct within 1 minute, we give you $1,000 in cash. Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it?
Sounds good.
Okay.
She's ready. You're ready.
I'm ready.
Everybody's ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, the Obamas and Trump are invited to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. True or false?
True.
A half gallon of ice cream costs $3. How much will 2.5 gallons of ice cream cost?
$7.50.
Who wrote Julius Caesar, Macbeth, and Hamlet?
Shakespeare.
What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story?
Woody.
From what tree do acorns come?
An acorn?
Yes.
What tree? Pass.
What frat house caused all the problems in Animal House?
Pass.
Who introduced the theory of relativity?
Pass.
Who sings the song Leather and Lace with Stevie Nicks?
John Henley.
If listed alphabetically, what day of the week comes first?
Time is up. Sorry. But you got three right.
Okay, so the ones you got wrong, the Obamas and Trumps are not invited to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. That was false. A half gallon of ice cream costs $3. How much will 2.5 gallons of ice cream cost? $15.
Where was I going with that one?
It's all right.
Wrong direction. The pressure does funny things.
Math is hard. From what tree do acorns come? Oak tree. The frat house caused all the problems in Animal House is Delta House. Albert Einstein introduced the theory of relativity.
I knew that one.
And I know, it's the pressure. And if listed alphabetically, what day of the week comes first? Friday.
Oh, well.
You did. You know what? It was a good show.
It's not just we have a consolation prize.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Great.
$100 Stop and Shop gift card. Make life savory one video at a time at Stop and Shop. Short, fun recipe videos, fun for the whole family. Check it out, savoryonline.com. Thank you for playing the game. Thank you very much for being a member of the
nation. You can buy a lot of half gallons of ice cream with that.
That's right. Okay, and it's not going to cost you $15. Okay. Hey, everybody else, enter to be a contestant right now. WRR.com will randomly pick players on the online entries. Feel free to log on to WROR.com. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It's Wednesday morning, and it's time now for the Lauren and Wally Animal Report. Okay, where are we going to start with the animal report?
Well, let's start with the biggest news of the day.
Amazing.
There's a new addition at Gillette Stadium.
Get a load of this.
Bill Belichick has a new dog. Now, I follow Linda Holiday, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, on the Instagram, so I know all the things first. And she posted yesterday a very adorable picture of a little puppy. Meet our little wolf. It's an Alaskan Klee Kai, which is kind of like a miniature...
Husky?
Husky, yes. Yep. One brown eye, one blue eye.
Do they all have
like
that?
Like Jane Seymour. and Kate... somebody else. Kate Bosworth has that, too.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if they all have that, but this one does, and his name is Nike Brinkley Belichick.
Wow.
Like first, middle, and last. Isn't that nice?
NBB.
Nike Brinkley.
Yeah, Belichick. Nike. I just find that interesting that he would name it after a shoe company. But whatever.
Greek god, too.
Oh, that guy, too. Yeah. Anyway, so it's very, very cute. It's very cute. And I think we have some information.
Yes, we do. We have firsthand, special information from Madam X, who's on the line with us this morning. Morning, Madam X, and welcome to the Lorna Wally Show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. You have firsthand knowledge of this, of Nike. Is that correct?
I have not met Nike, but I've met her sister, Lola. Ah.
And what's Lola like?
Lola looks exactly like her. She has a one brown eye, one blue eye, and she is a miniature husky, and she's beautiful, and I've held her.
Really?
You have actually held Nike's sister.
Do you know anything about these dogs at all?
They do look like wolves. Like, they look like foxes. Oh. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they are very cute.
They're very cute. They look like foxes. Be careful. They shed. I just read about them. They shed year-round.
Yeah.
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 Not good. Not good. Especially if they own anything like black cashmere coats. Forget it. You're never going to be able to leave
so
the
house. So we got to do a song about that. Her name is Lola. She was a show dog.
I thought Belichick would probably get a Shar Pei because they never look happy.
That's true.
Or a bulldog. Because
a bulldog.
Yeah, bulldog seems
looks like
it.
That.
But this is, the picture on Instagram is very cute. We'll put it up at WROR.com. Yeah. But I do want to mention that there's a new study out and the 10 most popular pets. Number one is a dog. Number two is a cat. Number three is a fish.
Really?
Your parents don't like
you. Are chickens moving up the list?
Low maintenance, no.
No, but I'll tell you, tarantulas are number 10, and iguanas are number 9.
Really?
And
hey, Madam X.
Yes.
Can you tell us anything else about the, any relationships you have with the dog? You know somebody special or anything like that?
No, but I just know the owners, and I know she's actually, Lola's pretty good about sleeping through the night.
Okay, well, that's good
to
hear. Okay.
Good.
Well, thanks for the information. We appreciate it.
Maybe Lola and Nike can have a play date with each other.
They might be able to.
You should reach out to Belichick because he's so open to other people.
Okay, brilliant idea. Okay, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yeah, and Nike, goddess.
Oh, God.
Nike is a goddess. It's a girl dog, and it personifies victory.
There you go.
So
now you know.
Of course.
You learn so much on this show
totally
useless.
That's actually good information.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. So all of the people you know for the past, 5, 7 years, something like that, have very smugly said, I don't do Facebook. Well, they finally they looked at you in the past couple of weeks and said, see, I told you so. Did you get your notification?
Out on everything.
I got a notification.
Okay. Did anybody else in this room get a notification?
Got a notification.
I did not.
Facebook notification that said that one of my friends took a survey and then because my friend, totally blaming my friends, and because of your friends, your nefarious friends, maybe some of your information was sent to Cambridge Analytica, and so I don't know. It's like, I want to be smarter about this, but I'm A, too lazy, and B, I love seeing what people are doing on Facebook. But Mark Zuckerberg was in front of the government yesterday.
And he shocked me because Mark Zuckerberg did something I didn't think I would ever, ever, ever see him do.
What's that?
He wore a suit and tie.
Yeah, I saw that. It was an odd look for him. He should stick
bad
to the
haircut,
hoodies.
Bad haircut.
Yeah,
Bill
Gates barber
he's
there.
He goes to Bill Gates barber.
Yeah, you know what? They spend a lot of time indoors. I mean, sunny California, and I've never seen anybody as pasty. But let's not pasty shame him. Let's discuss what he sort of discussed. And this was my favorite part of what happened yesterday, because obviously we're talking about Facebook. We're talking about their privacy, how they sold information to companies that basically, I don't know, may have swayed the election and all this other stuff, and FBI, special counsel Mueller is involved. But Dick Durbin was asking him some questions. He's a senator from Illinois, and he's sick about privacy. Mark Zuckerberg said, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night? And Zuckerberg's like, no. And then he said, Durbin asked if he would share the names of everyone he messaged this week. And Zuckerberg said, I would probably not choose to do that, which is so interesting because what Facebook is doing is doing
that exact thing. Exactly what they're
doing. You have to opt out instead of making it. And all different countries have different Facebook rules. So in Europe, they have a much more stringent privacy setting. In the United States, we let it all hang out.
Do you worry about your Facebook privacy?
I don't.
You don't?
Because what? I know by going on Facebook, I'm kind of, whatever I post is
opening
kind of putting it out
up.
There, so I don't worry about it.
Okay, so we thought maybe we should, because it was a very interesting testimony, but it was kind of drawn out yesterday, so we kind of compressed the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
And this is basically what happened during Mark Zuckerberg's testimony yesterday to Congress.
Our witness today is Mark Zuckerberg, founder, chairman, chief executive officer of Facebook. I now turn to you. Welcome to the committee. So proceed, sir.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd. And I'm here tonight to stand up for the rights of other nerds. I mean, all our lives, we've been laughed at and made to feel inferior. And I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
So this concludes today's hearing. The hearing is adjourned.
Okay, that pretty much sums it up for you.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.